Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking about an invasive weed found now in Missouri. Cochia, a highly competitive weed that can reduce yields by as much as 70%, has been found in northwestern Missouri soybean fields, says Wayne Flannery, University of Missouri Extension field specialist in agronomy. Cochia is not new to Missouri, according to Flora of Missouri, a project of the Missouri Botanical Garden and the Missouri Department of Conservation. However, this may be the first report of cochia showing up in cropland, says MU Extension weed scientist Kevin Bradley. I've never gotten calls or complaints about this species in corn or soybean fields, says Bradley. And I spend time actively looking for these kinds of situations and have never seen it in a Missouri corn or soybean field before. Flannery says cochia likely made its way to agricultural land via flooding of the Missouri River and its tributaries. Flannery found large scattered plants in Atchison County soybean fields. Cochia threatens yields, grows rapidly, and aggressively outcompetes crops for water, nutrients, and sunlight. It tolerates drought, produces up to 30,000 seeds per plant, and germinates quickly, within 2 or 3 hours with the right conditions. It emerges as early as February in Kansas, and chemical control is difficult. The biggest concern is cochia may already be herbicide resistant. Growers should keep in mind that they may already be dealing with populations that is resistant to glyphosate or perhaps some other herbicide, Bradley says. In Kansas, Nebraska, and Dakotas, cochia is a driver weed, influential in driving weed management decisions and farming operations, Bradley said. There are numerous types of herbicide-resistant cochia populations in these states, including populations with resistance to triazines, group 5 herbicides, to glyphosate, even some populations with resistance to dicamba, he says. As far as control, we don't really know what to expect in this situation with these populations in northwest Missouri because they could have been transported from other states through flooding of the river. Also, at the time they were discovered, they were already pretty large. Bradley suggested spot spraying and hand roguing in scattered plants that were found in the Atchison County field. Cochia has an alternating arrangement of linear leaves covered with dense hairs. It can grow 6 feet tall and has a spherical shape. Roots can extend 15 feet and measure 21 feet in diameter. For management of cochia, includes crop rotation, early control, fall cover crops may suppress establishment, and tillage disrupts roots. You can apply pre-emergence herbicides to soil in late fall or early spring. Target small weeds after emergence, prevent seed production by killing before flowering. Cochia can spread through the wind. As it matures, the stem can separate from the root, and the plant becomes a tumbleweed that spreads seeds across fields. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, but no atmosphere. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.